I'm really excited about this healthcare IT section. And so I'll introduce our esteemed panelists. So Nan Bonifant-Halsted joins us from DC. Her practice focuses on the intersection of healthcare and technology. She advises on fraud and abuse, privacy, reimbursement risks, those that are unique to the digital health space, and novel medical technologies that push the boundaries of existing regulatory and reimbursement frameworks. While the law doesn't always contemplate her clients' technologies, Nan is known for creative and practical solutions to complex regulatory issues that are informed by a deep understanding of the health industry and appreciation for her clients' businesses, operations, and risk tolerances. Before practicing law in Washington, D.C., she earned her BA in chemistry from Wake Forest and has a JD with a health concentration from the University of Maryland School of Law, where she served as executive symposium articles editor of the Law Review and graduated Order of the Coif. She lives in Capitol Hill with her husband and two young daughters. Next is Peggy Kozel. She is based in the Denver office of Dickinson Wright, and she actively guides the day-to-day operations of healthcare clients, offering counsel on risk management, patient care, and emergency response programs. Peggy also regularly advises clients regarding compliance with privacy law, including HIPAA, Part 2, and other state and federal data privacy and security frameworks. In today's healthcare landscape, which emphasizes efficiency and quality, Peggy ensures her clients are well prepared and compliant. And last is Lance Anderson. He is an IP attorney at Dickinson Wright here in Austin, and Lance focuses primarily on IP and technology transactions. Thank you guys for being here.
Good afternoon, everyone. Hope you're having a great day and learning a lot and are sufficiently scared from the previous presentation. We're going to scare you too, but in a different way. And I think I really look forward to getting into some of the issues. I think you're going to see some common themes throughout this this event, and we're no exception here. First of all, I want to thank my fellow presenters for coming in from D.C. and Denver. I hope you enjoy the humidity for a little bit. Of course, D.C. Yeah. So my name's Lance Anderson. I'm a practicing attorney outside GC primarily. I focus on technology transactions. I do have a life sciences background and have worked with various therapeutic, diagnostic, and IT-related companies that focus on life science and healthcare applications. So a lot of us that may not necessarily be healthcare attorneys know healthcare attorneys or work in connection with healthcare services. So we want to go into some issues today about, you know, what's new in health IT. I think we're going to also visit a little bit about some of the corollaries that go along with health-related IT matters. But we certainly want to jump in here with these experts here today. I also want to give a shout out to Alex Chugtai Harvey, who was on the planning committee. We put this on together. She couldn't make it today, and I'm filling in for her. So no questions for me. Thank you. All right, so we're going to get started today and kind of give you a little bit of an update and a primer on health IT. Nan, want to take it from here?
Awesome. Thanks, everybody. It's nice to be with you. We'd like to begin our discussion today by actually aligning on some key terminology. And I'd like to start by talking about what is health information technology. I'm sure for many, the first thing that comes to mind are electronic health records, and you would be absolutely right. That is one type of health IT. But I want to think a little bit more broadly. And I want to pull from a definition that's actually in the Public Health Services Act that I've highlighted on the slide for you, and to really focus in on what I've bolded for your consideration. It's hardware, software, integrated technology, packaged solutions sold as services that are designed for or support use by healthcare entities or patients for electronic creation, maintenance, processing of information. I focus on the highlighted portion because that's where any analysis in a health IT project has to start. Who are the users of this technology? And really asking ourselves, you know, what does it mean when a user of technology is a patient or a user of technology as a healthcare provider.